Thank you. And also we thank the ILO for preparing this chapter. And I thank you for explaining just in detail, paragraph by paragraph, from which ILO instrument you took this wording. So, and therefore I think we have a good background for this here, and for this question of, so the legal question, I think, and I hope that it can be solved in the IMO, because of course we have different training requirements. We have training requirements here in the CTU code, which applies in general to the selection and packing of cargo transport units, and so this is then a non-mandatory instrument, and we have in the mandatory IMDG code, we have training requirements, but these are just for dangerous goods and not for, for everything, and therefore I think it should, but I think it is a legal issue, and I hope it can be clarified when you discuss it within your organization with your legal department. Yeah, regarding the structure, so I think it is very appropriate that in this chapter we have then references to other chapters where we have then more information. And what we have seen as a problem when we discussed this in this informal group was that in the annexes which are connected to these different chapters, we have partly information which is, or not information, I should say requirements, which are related to transport safety, and we have in the same annex then other provisions related to occupational safety. And then it was the question how to deal with it. So shall we now divide these annexes into two parts in order to say this is now for transport safety and this is for occupational safety, and then annex these occupational safety issues to this chapter 5. So I think the solution which was found here now, it is quite acceptable. So we have here references to other chapters, and then so those annexes which are then referenced, so even if they now contain provisions to occupational safety, and according to this new structure that the second tier, which are the annexes, can be amended with, no, can be amended by the ILO and UNECE, and that the ILO is only involved in amending these chapters. So hopefully when UNECE and ILO are amending those parts in the annexes which apply to health, occupational health and safety, hopefully then when they are proposing amendments to these annexes which are concerning these issues, hopefully those bodies will follow the general principles which we have in chapter 5 now. So, and when this is done, I think so how the structure is proposed now could be followed. So we have here references only to other chapters, no reference to annexes, and this delegation, I should say we have discussed it at home as well. So this delegation can agree to this proposal as it is worded now.